Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Won't stop podcasting, even after dying, Sassy goes on forever.
And now welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey!
How are you doing this week, Cliff?
Fat, how are you doing?
I thought you were going to say fabulous, but you said
fabulous.
Well,
Kendall, you just thought to yourself, I'm asking a gay guy how he's doing. He's obviously going to reply, fabulous.
Fabulous. I thought you were going to say it just like that. No.
Fabulous.
I'm doing pretty good, Cliff. I'm hanging in there. Rolling with the punches.
What you got to do, you got to roll with the punches. That's what you have to do, everybody. That's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
You gotta roll with the punches.
You know, life gets people down sometimes. I know it does you.
As if it doesn't you. It doesn't you, though. You never get down.
No, I didn't say that I was exempt from it. I just said that I know that you get down. And
you acted like you were making a transaction at a store and you were from a church and you had tax-exempt status. Like you had bad life exempt
status. I never have any problems, but you, I know.
I've never had a problem in my whole life. Our past 150 shows, people can listen back and they'll never hear me talk about it.
They'll never hear a problem. But, well, okay, Cliff, you don't have any problems, but some of our listeners might. And I have some tips for to help them roll with the punches.
Me too.
To have a better attitude about life.
Hopefully this is not another case of our writers giving us the same mass email.
Okay, well, what's your first one, Cliff?
First, if you're thinking to yourself, gosh, self, I'm being awfully negative all the time, aren't we? Then you should ask yourself, what are you negative about all the time? Even things like that you're negative about that you feel like you have a reason to be negative. Like, Kendall, you might be real negative about your morbid obesity.
I might.
And maybe I might too. But we might have good reason because we are morbidly obese.
Yeah.
But we might also, you know, we think about it and like just think, what are we negative about in our lives? And then we think, is there a benefit to this negative feeling?
There's never a benefit to negative feelings, but
does it sometimes ruin the happy times when it's like a blessed Christmas morning, we're sitting around opening gifts with our loved ones, and we catch a glimpse of ourselves in one of those reflective balls on the tree, and we think, God, who is that fat piece of shit sitting there oh, that's me opening gifts, and you've ruined Christmas, another Christmas morning ruined, Kendall.
Doesn't help anything. I wish it was Christmas morning, Cliff.
I do too. Or Halloween night.
My first tip is to choose to be enthusiastic, Cliff.
Because I love that tip. That's the best tip you ever did give.
Cliff, corporate America.
I was enthusiastic about that tip, Kendall. Did you see how quickly I used your advice?
I did. Corporate America voted it as the most valuable personality trait. It is the biggest single factor in successful selling.
Enthusiasm is the single biggest.
I didn't
asset
say false.
In corporate America.
I said think enthusiastically, talk enthusiastically, become enthusiastic about acting enthusiastically, Cliff.
I think of our listeners as our children. And I don't want any children of mine to be caught up in the rat race that is corporate America.
I didn't say become corporate America. I said that they
you
voted.
You said, why don't you go down and get you a job on Wall Street? Why don't you be a day trader on the NASDAQ?
Well.
All those assholes, frat guys in their white shirts. I don't think so. Why don't we get real for a minute, people, as we roll with these punches?
Well, speaking of getting real, Cliff, another thing you can do is to be alive to everything that you do.
I'm alive! I'm alive and I'm forgiven! Heaven's gates are open wide! I'm alive! Cliff, Kendall, those second. Heavenly gates must be pretty damn wide if you and I are going to fit through.
Well, they're going to have to widen them before we get there. Cliff, when I say that, I want you to put a bounce in your step because...
You say that because people throw things, they bounce off of me because I'm so obese.
No. Because a hearty handshake indicates that you are glad to be alive and you are happy to be with somebody. A good smile radiates enthusiasm.
I think a good smile is good. Like, it doesn't hurt your face to give a smile, as Dolly said in Straight Talk.
It doesn't.
But now, what do you think about people who come and they give you those sort of bone-crushing handshakes?
Oh, I hate those people.
I hate them too. I'm like, what are you doing, motherfucker? Like, are you trying to break all the hands in my... All the bones in my hand?
If you'll listen to my tips, I said choose to be enthusiastic, not choose to be over-enthusiastic.
Not choose to crush the bones of everyone you meet.
Yeah.
Tip number 7. Why don't you keep a gratitude journal, everybody? Because here's what I do. If I'm laying awake at night...
It's hard enough for me to keep a food journal, Cliff. I can't keep a gratitude journal.
Well, Kendall, people like you and I, we spend 23 hours a day writing down what we eat with one hand and eating with the other hand. So that's hard for us to keep up with. But the average person, you know, instead of thinking like, oh, this is wrong, this is bad... You could put it down in words, like things every day, if you listed like 2 things, 3 things, 5 things that you were thankful for, grateful for. Feel free to reuse every day of the week.
Can you come up with that
many Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The Kathy Griffin Unofficial Podcast. CliffKendall.com. CliffKendall.blogspot.com. And Facebook.com/CliffKendall. 5 things.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. I was wondering if you could come up with 5 of them.
Yeah, and so that you write it down. And it helps you keep your perspective on the good things in life, like this podcast.
And this is one of the best things in your life, I promise you. Now, Cliff, you can also broadcast good news.
All right.
You know? Nobody ever made a friend.
You know, what does it say about you, Kendall, that you're always broadcasting weird news?
Well, that means I'm weird. But no one ever made a friend by accomplishing anything worthwhile by transmitting bad news. Good news, on the other hand, promotes goodwill and spreads enthusiasm.
Kendall, you're all about that enthusiasm today. I'm so enthusiastic
about this show!
You're like Jesse in that one episode of Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited!
Here's what you want to do.
Tip number 12. Stop yourself when you're about to say something negative and see if you can put a positive spin on it.
Spin it, Cliff. Spin it. Like O'Reilly does.
Do the opposite of what Bill O'Reilly does. He has a no spin zone.
I'm suggesting you live your life in
a spin zone of positivity.
Yeah, well, you need to spin some stuff, Cliff. And speaking of you, I have brought
fist in your face. What, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm kidding, Kel. This was a sassy joke.
Roll with those punches that you're throwing at me, Cliff. Now, positive self-talk. I have said this before to you. Now, what did you say to yourself today, Cliff? Did you moan and groan about everyone that you know? Did you complain about your friends or your family? Is this
really what you think of me, Kendall?
No, I'm reading off what our writers wrote, Cliff. What we think
our writers, I hope that they read the transcript of this show because you are all fired if you wrote that I said
Cliff,
these things.
This is a question, not you as in Cliff, but the proverbial you.
All right.
That's what I was saying. So what we think is 100% reflected in how we feel. And if we think about how our negative thoughts, our actions will be negative. But if you think, I'm a 10, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm happy, even if you're not, then that's the way you will feel, Cliff.
But do you think that there's a line?
This is a real question.
And I think people should love themselves and they should have a positive attitude. But do you think there's a line to where you can try to put too much of a positive spin on everything and you become delusional?
No. I don't.
You don't?
I would rather be delusional crazy and
he's
happy than to be unhappy and crazy. It's just better.
No, because now here, let me give you a for instance.
Okay.
And you tell
give
me if this is...
for instance.
A woman is being beaten by her husband. And she says, well, but he loves me so much afterward. He's always so sorry. He doesn't mean the things that he says. Is that too much of a spin?
Cliff, he probably doesn't mean it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
my God.
No, of course you would pick the worst case scenario. I don't mean if you're being abused to put a positive spin on things. I mean, like, your situation, like, with money or obesity, as in our case. It's just better to look on the bright side of things always. And I mean, seriously.
But where's the line between I'm morbidly obese, which is what we wake up and think every day, and the line between, oh, well, I used to be much fatter, which we did.
I didn't say to accept the fact that you were fat. I said to
and
look
I
positively.
I used to be much fatter,
like,
so why don't I
hard.
Go get a large Oreo Cheesequake Blizzard with peanut butter and cookie dough.
Because you know where that... I'm sorry, we're getting off topic. But you know where that comes from, Cliff? When you think, I'm going to go get a Blizzard, you think, oh, I'm so fat. Who cares? I'm going to go get another Blizzard. But if you think positively, like, oh, I may be a little heavy, but I'm working on it, then you are thinking positively, and you're not going to get that next Blizzard. Right? Am I right?
Are like... Dr. Phil, you look just like him, except
now
for
that
the mustache.
Now that he shaved... No, he shaved his mustache on the Oprah show.
He did.
He did, to prove to everybody that he would... It's just, you know, will practice what he preach and just give up what you're
did,
used to.
Did he advise someone to shave their mustache?
No, but, you know, to give up, you know, what you're used to and branch out and do something else.
Give
you know?
It up. You know what? I'm going to give up what I'm used to, which is this part of the show. And I'm going to move into the bad jokes part of the show.
Oh, thank God, Cliff. I'm so tired of telling people to be positive.
That was hefty, meaningful part of the show. Hey!
It's time for some bad jokes that are rolling with the punches.
You gotta roll with the punches.
Now, Cliff, this woman... She is
not a woman.
She is 3 months pregnant, Cliff, and she falls into a coma, a deep coma.
Oh, God.
Now, 6 months later, she wakes up and asks the nearest doctor about the fate of her baby. And the doctor says, oh, you had twins, a boy and a girl, and they are both fine. They're both fine. Luckily, your brother named them for you. And the woman, she says, oh, shit, my brother. He is an idiot. What did he call the girl? And the doctor says, oh, he called the girl Denise. And she says, oh, well, that's not so bad. What did he call the boy? And the doctor says, the nephew. Idiot brother.
Kendall, you are the opposite. You are considered the white sheep of your family, are you not?
Well, by some people.
Well, the white sheep and the black sheep have their own show, which makes our show the gray sheep.
Mm-hmm.
An attractive young lady, Kendall, try to control yourself.
Oh, I like this
was
joke already.
Sitting in a fine restaurant.
Oh,
try to control yourself even more.
Fine.
One night, she was waiting for her date, and
excited.
I know, and she was. She wanted to make sure everything was perfect, so she bent down in her chair to get the mirror from her purse, but she accidentally farted quite loudly. Just as the waiter showed up. Sitting up straight now, embarrassed and red-faced, knowing everyone in the place had heard her, she turned to the waiter and demanded, "Stop that!" The waiter looked at her dryly, Kendall, and he said, "Sure, lady, which way is it headed?" Oh, whoa! Farting women, Kendall, is there anything crazy?
Do you know, Susan always, whenever she farts in public, she says, "Kendall! Why did you do that?" Not unlike that joke. Now, Cliff, a man, he walked into a bar, speaking of us, and he ordered a 12-year-old scotch, Cliff.
Uh-oh.
Now, the bartender, he was busy, and he decided to serve the guy whatever he had in his hand. So the fellow, he took a sip, he spat it out and told the bartender, "I asked for a 12-year-old scotch, not a 3-year-old one." So the bartender, he heard that, and he checked the bottle, and he was amazed that the guy was right, and he had served him a 3-year-old scotch. So the bartender, he wanted to see just how good this guy was. So he gave him another scotch. This one was 6-year-old. And the guy said, he spat it out, and he said, I told you a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, whatever, 12-year-old scotch, not a 3-year-old scotch, 6-year-old scotch. Oh my God, you burped and it threw me off course.
Stay now, positive, Kendall. Roll with the
punches. I'm thinking positive. I'm rolling, Cliff.
Roll with the belches.
Now, the bartender, he was surprised by how good this fellow was, so he decided one more little game, and he served the customer a 9-year-old scotch instead of a 12-year-old scotch. And the fellow said, he took one sip, spat it out, and said, I think I asked for a 12-year-old scotch, not a 9-year-old scotch. And so the bartender was really impressed. He finally gave him his 12-year-old scotch. And this customer, he took a sip and he said, now that is what I asked in the first place. Oh, and at the end of the counter, there was this other man sitting there. He witnessed the whole scene and he sent this little cup to the scotch expert and asked him to have a sip. And the fellow, he did so. And he spat it out and said, good Lord, man, that's urine. And the other man says, now tell me how old I am. What a bitch that guy was. But luckily, our protagonist in the story knew how to roll with the punches, Cliff.
That's what it's all about, Kendall. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kendall, down boy, a beautiful blonde.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Walks into a bar. Maybe this same bar. And a beautiful blonde walks into a bar and asks the bartender for a triple Jack Daniels.
Oh, which makes me even more excited, Cleo.
She drinks it down in one gulp and orders another. And after 5 more of the same, she falls on the floor blind drunk.
A woman after my own heart.
Now, Kendall, this is awful, but all the men in the bar, they take advantage of her and they screw her.
Oh, no, I would never do
that. That's terrible. And the next night, she comes back and asks the bartender for a triple Jack Daniels, and she drinks it down and orders another. After 5 more of the same, she falls on the floor again and passes out. All the men in the bar take advantage of this and screw her. And the next night, the third night, Kendall, she comes back again and the same thing happens, and I do not condone any of these 3 nights. On the 4th night, Kendall, she comes back to the bar and asks the bartender for a martini, or as you might say, a martuni. And the bartender says, I thought you drank Jack Daniels. And she replies, though, not anymore. It makes my pussy sore.
Oh. Now I know why my butthole is so sore, Cliff.
Oh,
Cliff, Luke's wife. Right?
Not Luke's wife.
Yes, Luke's wife.
Mark or John's wife, maybe, but Luke's wife?
No, Luke's wife bought a new line of expensive cosmetics guaranteed to make her look years younger. After a lengthy sitting before the mirror, applying all of these miracle products, she asked, darling, honestly, what age do you think I am? And he looked over her very carefully, because you know, when you're married, you look over very carefully. And he says,
take your word for it.
Judging from your skin, 20, your hair, 18, and your figure, 25. And she was real flattered. And she says, oh, you flatterer. And he says, hey, wait a minute. I haven't added them up yet. What a bitch that husband was. Do you know what would happen to me if I said that? I would be divorced.
You'd be dead. This would be Cliff and Allen, coast to coast.
Cliff and Allen, coast to coast.
A beautiful, sexy woman, Kendall. I hate arousing you and all this joke. A beautiful, sexy woman went up to the bar in a quiet pub, and she gestured alluringly.
Ooh, she allured.
God.
That's not so alluring, Cliff. I gotta tell you.
Some people it is. Some people less erotic, Kendall.
You would have jumped up and down when she did that.
She gestured alluringly to the bartender, who approached her immediately.
She would have turned you straight.
And she seductively signaled that he should bring his face closer to hers. Ooh. And as he did, she gently caressed his full beard.
Ooh.
Are you the manager?
Oh.
She asked, softly, stroking his face with both hands. Actually, no, he said. Can you get him for me? I need to speak to the manager, she said erotically, running her hands behind his beard and into his hair. I'm afraid I can't, breathed the bartender. Is there anything I can do? Yes, I need you to give him a message. She ran her forefinger across the bartender's lips.
This is like a 1-900 number.
I know. and slyly popped a couple of her fingers into his mouth.
Ooh.
And allowed him to suck her fingers gently.
Oh my god.
What should I tell him? The bartender said. Tell him, she whispered, there's no toilet paper, hand soap, or paper towels in the ladies' room. Kendall, she had just dookied all over her hands
and
stuck them in the bartender's mouth.
Luckily, he could roll with the punches, and he wasn't
OCD. He rolled with the punches and got through it.
Cliff, do you know what the square root of 69 is?
No.
Oh, it's 8 something. You got to pray on that one. Cliff, what do you call balls on your chin?
Bald on your chin. I don't know.
You call that a dick in your mouth. And Cliff, how do we say fuck you in Los Angeles?
Just like that.
No, we say trust me.
Oh. Kendall, what do you call kids born in whorehouses?
Oh, whore kids, Susan. I mean, Cliff.
Freudian slip. Brothel sprouts.
How does
a guy know? How does a guy know, Kendall, if he has a high sperm count?
I don't know, Cliff, how.
Well, if the girl has to chew before she swallows.
Oh.
And what's the difference between tampons and cowboy hats?
I don't know, Cliff, how. What?
Cowboy hats are for assholes.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Cliff, my podcasting wife. It's time to take a break.
You need to take a break. You're calling me your wife's name.
I've been drinking too many Triple Jacks. We'll be right back after this, listen.
Yeah, all righty. Rudy, Rudy.
More sass right after this.
Cliff and Kendall Records would like to introduce you to the world's most fascinating new artist. He's like nothing you've ever heard before. In fact, he's not even human. His name is Musotron 3000. And his first album drops next week. It's called Electrosexual. And the first single goes something like this.
If the problems that life throws your way seem to number more than you would call your share, and complaining is your lot, let me say, no one told you life had to be fair, so this won't be enough.
Musotron 3000, Electrosexual, the new album available on Cliff and Kendall Records. Temporarily only available on CD and cassette, exclusively at Kmart.
And now back to the show.
Hey, Cliff, we are back.
We're back. Kendall, trust me, we're back.
Oh, fuck you, Cliff. I will just go ahead and say it. I don't.
Kendall,
have any
you
problems.
Are in need of a moral lesson.
Oh, well, why don't we find out? What are we doing?
Why don't we find out what Aesop is saying? It's time for three-star theater.
Three-star theater. It's time for Cliff and Kendall's three-star theater. All right, Cliff, read this week's fable, and I will give you the sound effects to the best of my ability.
As always. Kendall, this week's fable is called The Crab and the Fox. This could be like our show. Like, you're real crabby and I'm real foxy.
We have crabs.
Oh, kiddo, I haven't had crabs for years. Okay, the crab and the fox. A crab once left the seashore and went and settled in a meadow some way inland, which looked very nice and green and seemed likely to be a good place to feed in. But a hungry fox came along and spied the crab and caught him. Just as he was going to be eaten up, the crab said, "This is just what I deserve, for I had no business to leave my natural home by the sea and settle here as though I belonged to the land. Kendall, what do you think that means?
I mean that he should have been happy with where he was. He should never have decided to be somebody that he's not.
That's right. Be content with your lot. We should all just roll with the punches.
Cliff, you should just be content with how fat you are and not worry about being skinny because that's who you are. And if you go into a different environment, you may have problems. You may get eaten by a fox.
I would love to get eaten by fox. I would, I had an epiphany during the break that we should all love and accept everybody, no matter how fat they are.
Oh, we should. You hear that, listeners? Accept us all, damn it.
Accept us, and by us all, we mean Kendall and I. Cliff and Kendall. Kendall, and that's something their body should know, is that they should accept fat people for who they are.
That is something everyone should know. You know what else everyone should know, Cliff?
What the kids are saying? No, not what the kids
are
saying.
It's game show that makes you feel dumb. It's things you should know. And now for your extremely obese host that you should accept into your lives, it's Cliff and Kendall. Oh, Cliff, we're so fat.
Accept us as your personal obese podcasters, everybody.
As your personal obese saviors.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, it is time to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here is the first question, Cliff.
All right.
What presidential candidate did Ronald Reagan Jr. say was probably the least qualified person ever to be nominated by a major party?
I didn't listen to a lot of that, but I'm going to say Dan Quayle.
No, are you
George
kidding
Bush?
Me? It's the same person that we said was the least qualified presidential candidate to ever hold a nominated by a major party.
Definitely, Kendall. Speaking of, this is the only thing he's qualified to do. How many points is the most valuable ring worth in skee ball?
How many points? 10.
50.
Oh, isn't there 100 points in skee ball you can get?
No.
What puppeteer's five children acquired Charlie Chaplin's Hollywood studio in the year 2000?
Would that be Jim Henson's?
That would be Jim Henson. I drive past it all the time.
I know. I've seen it too. I want to go in there and play.
Well, next time you come to Hollywood, we'll go and play in Jim Henson's studio.
Okay. Who was the... now, Kendall, this one I picked especially for you.
Okay.
Who was the only ER star to stick it out for the show's first 12 seasons?
That would be Noah Wiley, right?
Noah Wiley!
When you said Noah Wiley, I thought you were going to say, no!
And I know Wiley, you said that because he was the one that was on there for so long.
Yeah. Now, Cliff, what religious leader noted a
Buddha.
What? No.
Go ahead.
What religious leader noted a beautiful face or a beautiful body, no matter how beautiful, eventually decompose into a skeleton? No, that wasn't you, Cliff. Who said that?
I don't know, but I like him.
That was the Dalai Lama.
That goes right along with what we're saying, except fat people.
Yeah, because you're just going to turn into a big decomposing skeleton one day.
Yeah, except the fat people, everybody. Kendall, finally. Finally. What middle name did Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love give their daughter because she looked like one on the sonogram?
Oh, a P?
Bean. Francis Bean.
Bean. I was trying to think of something funny, a funny zinger, but I couldn't come up with
anything. That's why our middle name is Watermelon.
Oh! Now, Cliff, I have one final question for you.
All right.
What holy figure does a papaphobic prelate fear to?
Is that us, Kendall? Are we popophobic?
Yes, that is the Pope. Take that, Pope. We are papaphobics.
Take
and
that,
Cliff,
Pope.
That's
you
all the time we have today
bitch.
For Things You Should Know. Join us next time for
kind
more papaphobic Things
asshole.
You Should Know.
You're up on your throne, and we just think you should shut up and take it.
What a wonderful song that was, Cliff.
That was.
And what an unwonderful thing that was that just happened.
Kendall, you need to put a positive spin on that belch and say, well, it could have been worse. So it could have gone on longer.
You could have farted, Cliff. Oh! You could have farted. But luckily, you only belched a small little belch.
Oh, next time, maybe.
Oh, hopefully. All our listeners maybe are looking forward time. To it. And if you don't, our listeners are going to be real sad.
They're going to be, oh, Kendall, can you believe the tears? You know, Jesus said when you get to heaven, he never said there won't be tears, but he's going to wipe them away.
Oh, well, I hope
he
has a
big cloth. So if you're ready to accept
us
as your personal podcasting podcasters, obese podcasters, come on down and kneel at the altar.
Come on down, everybody. And if our listeners want to kneel before the Cliff and Kendall throne, they can find us at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, call us at 818-3084-FAT, leave us a message, we'll play it on the show, or search for us on iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall. We are there and we're enormous.
Oh, emphasis on the enormity of this our situation. Kiddo, I have two quotes about rolling with the punches.
Okay.
Neither of them are from a Celine Dion or Joe DiMessina song. Everyone
will
be shocked.
Okay.
Well, I'll go first. It'll be a quote sandwich.
A quote sandwich.
Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day.
Aww.
That was said by an unknown author.
That was beautiful. Cliff, mine is no one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. And that's an unknown author as well. They write so many things.
Oh, I hate to break the chain, but happiness is an attitude. We either make ourselves miserable or happy and strong. The amount of work is the same. And that was said by Francesca something.
Francesca something. Look her
Francesca
up on Google.
Francesca R. Look up Francesca R. quotes and you'll find her.
Cliff, take us home down those rolling with the punches road.
Take me home country roads to a place
rolling with the punches road.
I belong. Cliff and Kendall rolling with the punches.
Rolling with my homies.
Cliff and Kendall, take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
We love you. And we really do.
We do. We really do. We're not lying. That's the truth.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
I'm sorry, we're getting off topic.